The Oracle of Israel, Pasuk Shoftim, Day 2, an excerpt from Zohar 2, page 26b. Pasuk Rabbi Elazar v'Yomar. Rabbi Elazar opened the discourse and said, Yudata Hayom, you should know this day. Vashivos Elvechon, you should return to your heart. Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem is Elokim, Hashem is the Lord, He's the one in control of everything. So, he comes to tell us what this is talking about. Haikro, Hachemi boy, this verse, it should say like this. Yudata Hayom, you should know today. Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem is Elokim, Vashivos Elvechon, you should put it to your heart. Why does it start, you should put to your heart and say, Hashem is Elokim, first tell me what you have to put inside your mind. So furthermore, there's a question about this. Hashivosa el libcha miboyle. It should say, return to your heart. Levavacha is an implication with an extra vase of a second heart. So he comes to explain. Ella, rather, Omer Moshe, said Moshe, when he comes to tell Israel with this verse. Iad boyle mekum al do'a. If you want to stand upon this, if it means you want to really get what's going on, get the message. Aluminda and to know, Ki Hashem Elokim, that Hashem is Elokim, Hashivosa Elavavecha, and should turn to your heart. Gedin Tindale, then you shall know him. The Vavcha is like hearts, Yitzhah Tov, Yitzhahara. The good inclination, the bad inclination should reside in the heart. Yiskol Uchad Dor Vador, they included one in the other, Yuchad, and it's one. So a person merits to use his Yitzhahara to serve Hashem, to know Hashem from that place. Gedin Tishkach, then you will find, Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem is Elokim. Doha is called Dobado. Behold, they included one and the other, Yuchad, and it's one. Because Hashem is mercy, that corresponds to the Yitzhahara from the Yitzhatov, the good inclination from the right side. And Lakim, the quality of judgment, which eventually level after level of concealment of the left side of judgment, comes the Yitzhahara, the evil inclination. Include them together and show that Hashem is one in both places. Then that's perfect service of Hashem and perfect knowledge of Hashem. Knowledge of Das, knowledge is knowing Hashem, it's the fusion of the right side and left side, it says in. It's Chaim and Kutiran. So a person knowing Hashem from both places and serving Hashem from his good inclination, bad inclination, know Hashem from good things to happen, bad things to happen to him, and seeing it's all one, that's perfect knowledge of Hashem. And it has to be brought into the heart. It has to feel and experience. Aldoam, because of this, Vashevosa Elavavecha, you should turn to your heart, in other words, put your attention, the Minda Mila, to know the issue. So that's what it means. Su Amar Rabbi Elazar, furthermore, Rabbi Elazar said, related to this topic, Chayvin Ovdin Begimusa Leila, the wicked, make defect above in the spiritual worlds. My begimus. So what is the defect? What kind of damage do they do? The smaller lowest kolam, you mean that the left side is not included in the right side. As he will explain, the yitzara lowest kolam, yitzhah tov, that the evil inclination is not included in the good inclination. Begin chavayu dunyashah, because the people sins. Begimu lo avdi el alone mamish. And the defect is not done except to themselves in actuality. How to exceed that? It's written, shiches lo, he's destroyed to him, lo banav mumam. To his children is the blemish. Kavi yochol avdi, lo avdi. As if they were, what they do and they don't do. Avdi, lo ismashech alayu b'chon delayta. They cause the blessings, they are not brought upon them from above. Kamoda atom, as you find it. As it says, v'yatsar ha-shemayim, shall we close up the heavens, lo yamator, there won't be rain. Lo avdi, they don't do it. Not long because the heavens, they take for themselves the blessings, what's necessary. However, not they don't take the draw below. Vadai certainly mumam the inun chayvinu. It's their blemish of those wicked. So what basically he's saying is that people sin, they cause damage, and they cause damage in the spiritual worlds. And one general way of expressing the nature of the problem that they cause above, is they cause a separation between the right side of loving kindness and left side of judgment. And to this they cause the power of judgment, when it's not included in the right side of chesed, it causes problems, chas v'shalom closes things up and withholds blessings. And it's important to know that that withholding of blessings is damage, but it's not damage up to heaven. In heaven, everything is fine. It's down here that the blessings are not able to flow, because if the left side is not included in the right side, this world is from the left side, side of judgment, concealment. So if the left side is not included in the right side, so it doesn't receive the blessings, and we don't get it down here. So that's the problem that they cause. So furthermore, he explains, lo, when it says to him for his children, vav, which means to him, the lo is called limina v'smola, that's not included in the right and left, begin the lo yismashkun v'cho in the side, because blessings are not drawn below. Lo ba'alif, lo with an aleph means not, or lo not li yismashkun v'cho, because they're not taken to draw below. So basically he's saying, when the pasuk says, lo banav, shiches lo banav mumam, So you have lo to him and lo with an aleph, lo to him with a vav, and lo with an aleph, which means not. So there is a certain way when the person causes damage to above, and a certain way not. The damage the person causes to above, that above can't be drawn below, and above is in a certain way defective if it can't be drawn below. But intrinsically, above is still intact, so relative to itself, it's not deficient. Intrinsically. Man gorm, who causes this? Begin the chayven, mafishin needs it, horam needs it, tov. Because the wicked separate the evil inclination from the good inclination by not subjugating the evil inclination to the good inclination, but davkan reads are attached to the evil inclination. We have a pasuk. We have opened the discourse. He said, "We have to Hashem Elokecha, and you should love Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavchav with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha with all your soul, b'chol medechem with all your might." Kahai gavner. Similarly, hachas ramez yichudah kedisha. Here is hinted to holy unification. Is vazhar lehu lebar nosh. It's a warning to a person liachdish mokri koyos. To unite the name is fitting to make divine unifications. Hashem's name is in his mind, or Hashem is infinite light in them, each one according to the level. Mechimei love, a supernal love, not as a technical thing. Divine name is like mathematics, chas v'shalom, but to feel infinite light and tremendous passion, love of Hashem, fear of Hashem, the energies of the names. Mechol avavcho, with the whole heart, do yimino smala, the right, that is the right side and left side together. Kedisha, which is holy decree, yitz tov yitzar, which is called the good inclination and the bad inclination. Chol nafshecha, with all your soul. What is this referring to? Do nefesh David, this is the soul of David, the Malchus of the Tzilas. You see, he was benayu, that's given among them when they give the whole selves over to Hashem. B'chol modecha, the verse continues, love Hashem with all your might. B'chol alone, la'ela, detach them above, to include them above. B'asad leis b'yishuv, a place that has no measurement. All your might, you go into infinity. Hachohu yichud hashlim. Here is the complete unification. Merchem le'ela kutcher b'chu, k'rkayos. The love, the only blessed be he has his fitting. The person who loves Hashem with the Yisitov and Yisari serves Hashem in both places. Hashem with all his soul to give his life for Hashem and to attach every aspect of his life to Hashem's kingship. To love Hashem immeasurably, so he comes connected with the perfect unification and unlimited energies, able to be completely attached to Hashem in all ways.